Caution, the Mark Unger Show contains adult content intended for an adult audience. And, besides that, he's really weird. Welcome to the Mark Unger Show with national marriage speaker and author of Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage, Mark Unger. This is your source for practical, down-to-earth marriage advice without all the over-spiritualization or romantic nonsense. And now the host of the Mark Unger Show, Mark Unger.
And the crowd goes wild! The screaming, the yelling, the hooting, the hollering! Welcome to all of you all over the world as we join in here at the Mark Unger Show, the very first show with our new format, our new staff, our new cast of players. As many of you now know, we're not doing the show anymore with Mrs. Chavez and Mrs. Wheeler and Raul and the gang. We love them all and we miss them. We will always love them. But it was cheaper to do without them. Good to know. When it comes to money, you can be kicked to the curb. Anyway, I think everybody understands the reality of financial pressures. We have a new cast of players. We have the lovely, the talented, the delightful Mrs. Diane Brierley with us. Hello, Diane.
Hello, Mr. Unger. You just called me cheap on air. Do you realize that?
I called you cheap?
You said... We can't cheap. Do it. Yes, you can do it more cheaply with
oh,
us.
Oh, that's right. You guys
we're
are cheap.
Ross and
cheap
I
labor.
Are cheap.
We're cheap labor.
We're cheap. Okay. Okay. Thank you.
No. That's no. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the fact that you guys all work for me anyway.
Yeah.
So I thought we just thought, you know, hey, you know, because you know, it costs a lot of money to do these things, stuff like that, and we were looking at actually shutting down the show altogether, which I didn't want to do because I love me. Anyway, so we thought the only way to do that is, what if I do this with some of the people who already work for me, that I'm already paying anyway? And plus, you are cheap. What can I say?
Indeed.
I don't know how to respond to that. Cheap, son-in-law, you know?
Yes, speaking
hey,
of...
Hey, you have two strikes. That's I only have one.
Yes. The voice you're hearing there is of Ross Allen Skorzewski, my son-in-law.
That is me. Ross the Bell. One and only.
Yes.
He likes Skeeter.
It. He likes... Yeah. He goes with Ross Allen because Skorzewski. Skorzewski is a very difficult name to say.
Yeah, the Polish name.
Everybody actually, it's a hard name to spell. We should have a contest. The first one who can actually spell the name right wins $100,000!
From who?
I don't know. From Dana over there.
Miss Miller!
Mrs. Miller.
Mueller. Mueller.
No, it's M-U-L-L-E-R?
M-U-E-L-L-E-R.
Or M-U-E. Mueller.
But it's Miller.
My name is Mueller.
No, Miller.
Sprechen Sie Deutsch, Mrs. Mueller? Are you German? Are you German over there?
Yeah.
You are. German chicks. You got to watch out for German chicks. I married one. Good heavens.
I'm not German.
You're not?
No.
I thought you were.
No.
What are you?
I'm Danish.
You're Danish?
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
What's your maiden name?
She doesn't know.
My maiden name? But my maiden name
like a
is
deer in
Danish.
A headlight. She just looked at me like.
I thought, because my maiden name's not Danish.
Oh.
My maiden name is Llewellyn, and that's Welsh.
Diane Llewellyn.
Mm-hmm.
Middle name?
Lynn.
Diane Lynn Llewellyn.
We're boring him.
Got to get back to Mark.
It's all
Mark
about me.
Because it's about him.
If you're not talking about me, I'm depressed.
Talk about him.
So anyway.
What's Mark's middle name?
So Diane is doing the show with us. Ross is our producer. Mrs. Mueller is the school mom over there who gets us in line when we're not behaving ourselves properly.
And it's going really well, isn't it, Dana?
And at the controls, we have Timothy Ray. The internationally unknown Timothy Ray pushing the buttons.
That's right.
Hello, Timothy. How are you out there?
I am very, very well out here.
We can't
are
see
you
him.
Alive?
We can't see him.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Behave yourself back there. Anyway, so we're glad that you guys are all part of the program, and we hope to have a very, very good time. And we'll continue to take people's emails and discuss all things marriage as you learn about all of us here. Ross, who he does say, I call him Skeeter. You know why I call you Skeeter?
Yes, because skeeters are annoying blood-sucking gnats that buzz around your head in the middle of the night, and you just can't wait to squish them. Because it's the last three letters of my last name, Ski. Yeah, I get that.
When I first met you, people were calling you Ski.
Well, it's because they couldn't say all other...
Skorzewski! Skorzewski!
It's the most annoying last name to have.
So they always call him Ski. I call him Skeeter. And then he says that means he's a blood-sucking little gnat. And
I actually like that better.
I know you
do. Because that's...
Skeeter. We love Skeeter.
That's closer to the point, Ross.
Anyway, and Diane has been underpaid by me for many, many years.
That's right. I'm still underpaid. Now I'm doing more work.
How long have you been working for me?
I am in my eighth year working for you.
Wow. Anyway, you'll all come to love Diane. She's a very special person. She's a little different. She seems like a normal person. She sounds like a normal person. She looks like a normal person. She moves in and out among the real people in life, undetected, because she comes across as a normal person. When in reality, she's extraordinarily strange, odd, and unusual. Mostly because of the estrogen going through her blood. She can't help it. She's a woman. Hey, by the way, the show's finally male-stacked.
It is male-stacked.
Yeah, well, I've been beat up by women all these years, so now we finally got to...
Just a minute. You know why I'm so weird.
Yeah, estrogen.
No.
Don't say it has anything to do with the 8 years.
It has everything to do with the 8 years.
I was
going
to say it has taken us 8 years to learn how to love you.
All right.
Oh, come on.
Anyway. Oh, what's that music? It's the Mark Gunger Show. He's walking in. Shut that off. Okay, now, let us begin with our news flash of the day.
Newsflash.
I don't know, whatever you're calling. You have today's article?
Yes.
Yes.
From WebMD. It is eight...
WebMD.
WebMD. 18 secrets guys wish you knew.
18 secrets?
18. I didn't know that guys had 18 secrets.
Sure, I think like one
or
two.
I got like three.
I don't know. Really? Who's got 18?
Do they really want you to know?
Only gay guys would have 18, for heaven's sake. Who's got 18?
This had to be...
Most guys can't count to five.
This is done by a woman.
It's a woman. I bet you a woman wrote it.
I bet you.
Is it? Does it say?
Well, I cut it off. It probably was.
Probably was. Okay.
Number one, men will talk about their feelings. It may be easier for your man to talk about feelings indirectly. Ask what he'd do during a romantic weekend or what he thought the first time he met you. His answers will reveal how he feels and bring you closer. So you can't ask him, how do you feel? You have to ask, couch those questions. You have to ask indirectly.
I feel it. I don't know.
Oh, no.
I don't know. I feel. I don't know. Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Number two.
A woman wrote it. Okay, yes, definitely a chick wrote this, what men want. Okay.
Number two, men say, I love you with actions. Some men prefer to express their feelings through actions rather than words. Your guy may say, I love you by fixing things around the house, tidying up the
yard. Yeah, that's me.
Taking out the trash, which I don't think is your strong suit.
Mister, fix it. I love you, baby.
Is that how you say I love you?
No, it's how I say I love you. I feel good. Come on, baby!
I knew that I would.
Everybody get up, dance in the morning.
I feel good.
Shake it up.
I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got you.
Now, what else would a woman want other than that?
You jumped the gun. That's 11, 12, 13, and 14 on the list.
That's 11 through 18, basically, right there.
You're ahead of me. You're
all
ahead
right,
of my
all right,
list.
What else you got?
Number three, men take commitment seriously. Men have a reputation for being afraid to commit, but the evidence suggests men take marriage seriously. They may take longer to commit because they want to make sure they are on board for good.
We do take marriage seriously. My wife makes sure of it.
It says, in a survey of currently married men, 90% say they would marry the same woman again. Are you in the 90%, Ross?
Absolutely. I don't resemble any of these first three, so I feel like more
like a
woman.
Well, wait for 11, 12, 13, and 14. Maybe it'll catch up with you.
All right.
Number four, this one I disagree with. I ran these past my husband, and I don't believe number four is true. He really is listening. He really is listening.
Inconceivable.
This is your list.
Do you really want your wife to know that you are listening? Is that a secret? Why don't you just tell her, you guys? Why don't you tell her?
This was written by a woman, I think.
It was
written by my son, Philip, back on the couch over there. We have a small army in here today as we launch the very first new format show.
So we're trying to make us women feel better? Is that what you're saying, Phil?
Yeah, some basically. Guy.
Okay, he really is listening. When you're listening to someone talk, you probably pipe in with a yes, I see, every now and then. It's your way of saying...
yeah, that's what I'm doing the whole time.
No,
yes, yeah, it's fabulous.
That's fabulous. That's what women
do.
That's what women do.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But some guys don't do this. I don't know any who do. Just because a man isn't saying anything doesn't mean he's not listening. He may prefer to listen quietly and think about what you're saying. Or he may prefer to ignore you. I'm sorry, that was my...
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. What?
I know! I know, you don't
me?
Listen. See?
I
see,
no
this
idea.
Is wrong.
I
cross
know
it
what
up.
You're saying.
Wrong. It's not
Next.
True. Right. Number 5, shared activities form bonds. Men strengthen their relationships.
Form bonds?
Bonds.
Oh. Buns.
Bonds.
Buns. Buns of steel!
I have that really strong Midwest accent thing going. You
gotta
listen closely.
Buns of steel! It will form strong buns.
I like strong buns.
Your boys
bonds.
What forms bonds?
Shared activities.
Oh,
men
sure.
strengthen
Doing the
their
dishes together.
Doing what?
Doing the dishes together.
I think I'm like a hang gliding.
Yeah.
They suggest activities like sports and sex.
Now, sex is a great shared activity.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm saying, baby.
I feel good.
Everybody, come stand on. Up. Sing it.
Woo! I wouldn't.
All right.
Do you play sports with your wife? Is that one of your shared activities? Are you out there with the football?
That's a little personal right there.
Oh my god!
Sport? Like what kind of sports?
Basketball?
No,
don't, you don't golf.
We don't do any. No, we don't do it. We used to golf.
Yeah,
that's kind of old people sport.
Yeah.
Naked golf.
Oh, bad visual image. Go away.
Oh, good heavens. Look. What? That's rather shocking. Did you see that couple on the fourth hole over there? That's disgusting.
Was that a slice or a hook?
No, we didn't. I don't know if we did a the only sport I think we've ever done was actually golf.
No, you did the cross-country ski thing because you've told the story.
Oh, one day we did cross-country. The exercise from hell.
Yeah.
I would never do that. No.
Do you golf, you and Leslie golf?
Absolutely not.
No.
Are you serious?
You golf, though, Russ.
I don't think we've ever done any kind of sport together.
Not even sex. I don't know where my grandchildren came from. Well, it's a mystery.
Cabbage leaf?
What?
I golf. My husband doesn't golf with me because I'm better than what he is.
No, she has no tolerance for
sports. Really? Are you better than him?
Oh, yeah. I used to be a really good golfer, and he doesn't want to go with me.
See, my wife will actually do a sport if she will... be good at it. But if I'm better than she is and she's not good at it, she won't want to do it.
It's the competitive
thing. She'll
have
to be better. Absolutely.
Yeah.
The competitive side.
All right. Blah,
okay.
blah, blah. Okay, next.
Number 6, men need time for themselves.
Yes, we do.
Is that a deep, dark
secret?
Like,
all day long.
Yeah. While shared activities are important, men
yes.
also need time for themselves, whether your guy enjoys golf, gardening, mm-hmm. or mm-hmm. working out at the gym.
Gardening. Oh, yeah, that's
Yeah, that's
me.
What you want.
Golf. I'm a gardener.
Encourage
man.
Him to pursue his hobbies. That's what it says. You have to do things together, but
do I have
you
any
have
hobbies?
To
sure, you
sleeping.
Do.
Photography. I like to take pictures.
You do.
I do. I take pictures of things.
Buy TVs.
I'm a thing. You notice there's no people on my walls. It's all things.
It's all things.
It is all things.
I take pictures of things and critters. Critters and things.
Elephants. Mm-hmm.
Critters and things. Okay, keep going.
Okay, here's a secret. Men learn from their fathers. If you want to know how a man will act in a relationship, get to know his dad.
My poor
Let's
son.
Say not the
hey,
father.
Hey, someone's calling my house.
That's ringing on your home line?
Not anymore. Okay. I hung up on him.
Some say men learn about their relationship role by watching and listening to their fathers.
Mm-hmm.
How they are with each other and mm-hmm. how the father relates to the mother can mm-hmm. predict how a man will relate to his wife.
Is that true, Philip?
Wouldn't you have to ask my wife?
I have to ask the wife. That's right. She was making fun of my pictures earlier today. She mocked me. She mocked me.
She didn't mock your pictures.
She
actually,
mocked me.
She mocked the layout.
No, she mocked your crafting skills.
The crafting
she
skills.
She thought it was
that
funny
right.
you were being crafty.
I actually put all this stuff together. And she said, no, who really did this?
And you're like, well, I did.
No, she didn't believe you.
Because I don't, you said something about, well, I have time to do this. She's like, I didn't think you have time to do this.
I think she thinks I'm just too dumb.
Very methodical.
I think she just thinks I'm too dumb. That's what I think.
Okay, okay. Here's two good ones. These are other ones were kind of lame. These next two are good. Men let go faster than women. Women tend to remember negative experiences.
Especially if you pull our finger. We will let go very quickly. Is that what they're talking about?
No.
We can't help it if we let go sooner.
No, no.
It's just kind of the way it is for us.
Oh, please.
You girls can go days without letting go. I don't know how you do it. A man has to let go on a regular system.
Pull my finger.
Women tend to remember negative experiences longer and have lingering feelings of stress. In contrast, that's right. Men are less likely to dwell upon unpleasant events and tend to move on more quickly. So while you may still want to talk about last night's argument, your guy may have already forgotten about it. Indeed. And it's annoying. You move on way too quickly for me.
You still mad about what, huh?
What? I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know. Oh. Good, that was like 8 hours ago.
Oh, no. It was like 8 minutes ago.
Huh?
Next. Huh? Move on.
I don't understand.
I want to ruminate for a little while longer.
That's right. Come here, woman. Come here.
Wow.
Yeah.
I feel good.
That's all I need right there.
I feel good.
And you wonder why we get hacked off at you. Seriously.
I don't really wonder, actually.
You just don't care.
It's rather clear to me.
You just don't care. Okay, 9. And you talk about this in the seminar. Men don't pick up on subtle clues. Men
cues.
Are more clues.
Blues,
men
clues.
Are more likely to miss subtle signs like tone of voice or facial expression.
Subtle signs like baseball bats,
yeah, hammers,
guns, whips, chains, all kinds of guillotines.
Yes,
you gotta be more clear than that, women.
It says they are especially likely to miss the sadness on a woman's face. Why? Why would you miss the sadness on a woman's face?
I'll tell you why right now.
I never see sadness on a woman's face. It's always right to the hacked off face. I don't see the sadness.
It's not sad. It's like,
yes, exactly.
Well, that's because you miss the sad.
You know why?
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
That's why right there.
You miss the sad, and she goes straight to hacked off.
Straight to mad.
No, I'm good on cues.
I think the sad goes really quick.
Well, because you don't catch on quick enough.
No, we pretty much see the mad version.
Yes.
Yeah. It's easier to be mad than sad, you know that.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. I'd much rather be mad. I don't want to be sad, because sad feels bad. Mad at least is...
That makes me sad.
See, I can connect with sad.
And I don't care.
You don't care!
Get back, witch!
I was waiting for that one.
It's been passed on, finally.
I was waiting for that one, and I set myself up. How could I set my own self up for it? Oh, my gosh!
Where was the sad cue there?
She's been threatening me for days. Don't you dare use that button on me. It's too late. It's done.
I have to find something to use on you.
Move along, woman!
Well, here's another one you talk about in the seminar. Men respond to appreciation. Showing appreciation for your guy can make a big difference in the way he acts.
That's right. You know what kind of appreciation we really like?
Wow!
Wow! I feel good.
Oh, yeah!
Ooh. That's right. I knew that I would not.
All right.
Here we go. Here's 11, 12, 13, 14, all about sex. Men think about sex a lot. Men find sex significant. He likes it when you initiate sex, but guys aren't always up for sex.
I don't think I can really talk about this in this current setting.
Yeah, I don't want to hear this from my son-in-law.
Plug your ears.
Says,
la, 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 la,
men aren't always up for sex?
This is what it says. Guys aren't always up for sex. Men, much too
that's
many.
That's me. I'm sorry, dear.
I'm a little
I'm
too tired.
Sorry. I'm really not up for this right now.
Apparently.
I'd love to, really. I'd love to. I just, you know, my wife will walk into the bedroom, you know. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, dear.
I am too.
Ross's ears are burning.
I'm just not up for it. I appreciate the effort and all, but it's just not happening for me. Yeah.
No,
I don't know who says that, but go ahead.
Men, much to many women's surprise, aren't always in the mood for sex.
How many more you got there?
Three or four more.
Okay, wait. We're going to take a break.
Okay.
We'll take a break, and we'll be back for more of this extremely long list. The very first show. 47 steps to who knows what. Anyway, we will be back more right here on the Mark Gunger Show.
We talk about your work, how your boss is a jerk. We talk about your church and your head when it hurts. We talk about the troubles you've been having with your brother, about your daddy and your mother and your crazy ex-lover. We talk about your friends and the places that you've been. We talk about your skin and the dimples on your chin, the polish on your toes and a run in your hose. And God knows we're gonna talk about your clothes. You know talking about you makes me smile.
Finally, marriage advice that's direct, honest, and to the point. This is The Mark Gunger Show on MarkGunger.com. Now, available on DVD, Manly Man 2, Worth the Fight.
Oh, I'm so sick to death of this politically correct, don't shoot the animals, they might get their feelings hurt. This is Wisconsin, you don't even pretend to be animal rights activists around here. You guys are like, see the bunny, shoot it, eat it, make a hat.
Worth the Fight. In this DVD, we take on the mission to free men from the chains of political correctness and prevent our eventual wussification.
We wussified the poor child, and now we got self-esteem issues. Ooh, Johnny can't tie his shoe. Let's not make him learn. What if he's not as good as another kid and feels embarrassed? Let's put Velcro straps on children's shoes.
This funny and hard-hitting DVD empowers men to stand up and become the man that God sees in all of them. Order yours today at laughyourway.com. Have a marriage dilemma? Email your questions to radio@markgunger.com and Mark can answer them during one of our shows.
We talk about your work, how your boss is a jerk. We talk about your church and your head when it hurts. We talk about the troubles you've been having with your brother, about your daddy and your mother and your crazy ex-lover.
Back again on the Mark Gunger Show. And you guys should not all be shaking your heads when they talk about your boss being a jerk.
We weren't giving each other high fives. What are you talking about?
That is inappropriate.
We were doing the happy dance and high fives and everything else.
Your boss is right here.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're on like step number 85.
87, actually. Okay. Guys aren't always up for sex. They have too many things on their mind, like the demands of work, family, and paying the bills. And stress is a big libido crusher, it says.
I thought you said earlier that men think about sex a lot.
That's what it says. But they're not. They think about it a lot, but they're not always up for it.
I don't get it.
I don't know. I don't know.
Guys aren't always up for sex.
15, men like pleasing their partner. Your pleasure is important to your man, but he won't know what to do unless you tell him.
Okay.
That's what it says.
Next.
You'll like this one. Guys get performance anxiety. Most men get performance anxiety on occasion, especially Mr. Gunger as they age.
What?
Performance anxiety? I don't have any performance.
Your guy, I wasn't accusing.
I love to perform.
Your guy may worry about his physique, technique, and stamina. If you can.
Who wrote this?
This is no, there's
this
no
is
way
a
that
chick.
A man. Yeah,
it
exactly.
has to be. Two more. I don't like this one. You tell me. Men may stray when needs aren't met. If a man doesn't feel loved and appreciated in his relationship, he may turn elsewhere for satisfaction.
That's probably true for both sexes, wouldn't you think?
Yeah. It says he may develop a fixation on sports or video games, and some men cheat.
Cheat?
That's, yeah.
On sports and video games?
No, on their wife. Some of them actually
cheat. How do you go from sports and video games to cheating on your wife?
Well, some,
maybe they meant cheating at sports and video games, because that really ticks me off.
Maybe.
How dare you cheat?
But the last one's really
at
sweet.
At video games.
Listen, the last one's really sweet. Most men realize there's a lot to lose if a long-term relationship goes sour. Not just each other's company, but the entire life you've built. If you're willing to work to strengthen your marriage, chances are your man will be too. Oh.
Beautiful.
Just been overcome by emotion.
I am verklempt.
I need a tissue.
I am verklempt. All right. That was a long opening deal.
Long.
Who's chewing? Is that Tim out there?
Tim, are you chewing on ice?
No. I didn't hear it.
I could hear crunching.
Crunching
I don't know,
sound,
I don't know if anybody else could hear it in the audience, but the chuckling.
Was it my water bottle?
No, it was crunching.
Oh!
He was. Oh! Was that going over the air? Professionalism at the highest level here on the Mark Gunger Show.
Gracious.
All right.
Okay. Email.
Now, emails. Emails of the day.
Emails. This question has never been asked before.
Oh, by the way, we have a new email address. It's radio@markgunger.com.
G-U-N-G-O-R, instead of the whole laugh your way. It's kind of a long deal. All the way, Mark Gunger, that shorter. A little bit. MarkGunger.com. Radio at MarkGunger.com. I'm pretty sure the radio at LaughYourWay.com still will work. But if you have a email question for us, a marital dating love dilemma, just send it to radio at MarkGunger.com.
Okay, ready?
I'm ready.
This is an interesting question. I've noticed recently after listening to your show that people don't want to fight for any of their relationships. You know how you talk about fight for your marriage, all that?
Give up too soon?
Mm-hmm. When you talk about this, you're referring to marriage relationships, but I have personally witnessed the best of friendships torn asunder because ultimately both of the people in the friendship have given up on it. Do you suppose that this attitude of not fighting for your friendships also influences how people react in their marriages? Stop. Oh my gosh.
Things
see,
and noses.
What was that? They listen to you? That's just, that's wrong. That's not even right.
Chips over the microphones, plugs
you're not
in
even
your nostrils.
Listening.
Well, I did listen. It wasn't I didn't listen, it was I didn't care. There's a difference. No. I heard, no, actually, it's actually a good
question. It's a good question.
It's a very
it?
Good question.
I thought it was very
no,
good.
Because we live in a culture, a divorce culture, the truth is. I mean, everybody's always telling everybody to stick it. And they do it in their marriage. They do it in their friendships. They do it in their churches. Are you mm-hmm. kidding? Oh, my goodness. I've just been preaching this at our own church. Just preaching it on our campus in Tulsa, Oklahoma. You know, that people, every time a pastor or something preaches a sermon today, he's on trial, mm-hmm. you know, because of the message isn't just right or the song isn't just right, you know, then, you know, I don't feel I'm being ministered to. You're not being biblical enough, you know. I feel unspiritually mad.
Not
I have to
being
go.
Fed.
Yeah, so basically, people are constantly going from church to church. Some people stick it all the time. The minute they're not happy about something, they hit the road. Evangelical Christians are the worst at this. The one thing you got to hand it to people who belong to mainline traditional churches like Lutherans and Presbyterians and stuff, at least they're committed to their church. I mean, you'll hear them talk about, you know, our pastor, he's just horrible. Really? Oh, yeah, he's really boring. I can't stay away. How long has he been your pastor? 20 years. You know, I mean, they're not going anywhere.
They're invested.
They'll wait out till the guy dies to get the next guy, you know. Evangelical church, are you kidding? Two or three sermons in a row that they don't think is being handled just the right way? Oh, man, they are kicking you to the curb. So I think this person is dead on right. I think the whole marriage thing is really, it's more than just about marriage. I think people just do not want to commit to anybody at any time. And everybody reserves the right to tell whatever relationship they're in, friendship, churches, no matter what it is, to just stick it and put it where the sun don't shine. Anyway, on that lovely thought, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back more on the Mark Gunger Show.
It's here, finally. For years, Mark Gunger has been asked to create a product for teenagers, and the time is now. Sex, Dating, and Relating is the newest product brought to you by Mark Gunger and Laugh Your Way America. In this four-disc DVD set, Mark covers the topics of sex, dating, and relating in a straightforward and relevant way that teens will sit up and pay attention to.
And there's that one special cosmic being out there just for you. No, there's not. Okay? It is a bunch of hooey.
In partnership with national abstinence speaker Pam Stenzel, Mark and Pam tackle the topic of sex in a real way. Honest and to the point. Not just telling our teens what not to do, but why they should wait for marriage.
Students, you have a 4 times greater risk of contracting a disease today than you ever have of being pregnant. Pregnant teen girls in your state today are carrying, on average, 2.3 sexually transmitted diseases.
Sex, Dating, and Relating is perfect for parents and teens to watch together, for youth groups and school groups. It's all the information you wish you would have heard when you were young. Make sure your teenager gets this information before it's too late. To order your copy, visit us online today at laughyourway.com. Sex, Dating, and Relating. Give this gift of knowledge to your teen today.
Make faithplace.org your first stop on the web every morning because we have the stuff to help your day take off just right. You'll find a daily scripture, a video pick of the day, and the top 5 faith and lifestyle news stories that you won't find on most conventional news media. And of course, our stream of talk shows, where your questions and dilemmas are answered with Bible-based advice. Plus, we offer you free sets of Christian music every weekday. And did we mention we post a new heart-healthy recipe each day, too? It's all free for you at www.faithplace.org.
And I'll be at your side forevermore. Wow. You know your love,
your love keeps lifting me,
keep on lifting,
keep on lifting me
higher, higher.
Who's the singer?
Michael McDonald.
Michael McDonald.
Absolutely.
Oh, McDonald had a bar. E-I-E-I-O. Hey, work for the song.
That's a matter of opinion, gentlemen.
Michael McDonald, he can sing, huh?
Yes, he can.
Man.
It's better with age.
Cool. Yeah. Kind of sounds like you, Skeeter.
A little bit. He can hit high notes, so I don't know what happened.
Skeeter! Skeeter's a good singer.
You are a fabulous singer,
he's a,
Ross.
He's a good old boy.
Fabulous.
I appreciate that.
Fabuloso.
We should have you sing In and Out.
Nah, that's all right.
We should play some of your songs, though.
Yeah, we shouldn't.
Yes, we should.
Sweet.
Okay, ready for the next one?
By the way, music. This is December now. December 1st.
It is.
Happy December 1st, everyone.
December 1st already. Jeez.
Already, Christmas is upon us.
Just
hear
those
sleigh bells. Christmas
music. We'll have to play some Christmas
music.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, your Christmas music.
Yeah, somewhere on there. I love Christmas music. It's very, I don't know, Christmassy.
Are you looking for Christmas music?
I'm looking here.
Oh, you're looking.
Go ahead, read the next email.
Okay.
I'll see if I can find a Christmas song.
But then you won't be listening.
Yeah, this is true. That's all right, go ahead.
Okay. What would you say to a teenager who flirts and ask questions to the opposite sex like, how do you like to kiss? Soft, feisty, passionate? And what about telling them that they haven't had sex without clothes but have done everything with clothes on? Uh-huh. Would you say that that's promiscuous talking, teasing, and could that leave...
You think?
The question is, could they leave negative imprinting? What you talk about, you know, in terms of imprinting?
Yeah.
What is your advice? Unfortunately, there are lots of teenagers, mainly girls, who feel that they can do everything else but have intercourse and have it be okay. Not sure that I agree with their point of view and would love some help and
who's
ammunition to fire back. Someone's asking you.
Is this a mother? Is this a...
Doesn't say. Could be a mother, teacher, I don't know.
Well, no, it's inappropriate. I don't stop it. Got no business talking about sexual talk and stuff with everybody else.
You know, this is interesting. There are a lot of kids right now, especially students who've come through the youth ministry that I have been over, have gone out, and they are now, not just because of what the girl are saying that they're willing to do, but guys who are coercing them into doing things, sexual acts that apparently is not actually intercourse, being, you know, with the clothes.
The
I don't
outer
know.
Course. That's
yes,
what they
the
call
outer
it.
Course. But, and they're justifying it, saying that it is not intercourse and that this supposedly is okay with God.
Studies have actually shown that it has the same impact on your brain as intercourse.
I'd imagine so. I don't know how
it does. The same firing, the same chemicals, mm-hmm. the same deal. So, you know, while
that.
Technically you may not be crossing whatever little line you think that's there, but you're still crossing the line.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the problem. You start getting real physical with someone. I've said this a million times. You people who are dating, it just makes you stupid. Stupid.
Sex outside of marriage.
That's right. Do it right, man. Anyway. All right.
Okay. Here's an unusual question. I have a friend who separated from her husband. She is seeing other men, and she said she is technically divorced because she will never forgive her husband because of the welts he left on the children one night after drinking. Although from the 6 years...
She's already dating another guy without being divorced?
Yes.
Just separated.
Yes. Yes. They're just separated, and she's dating somebody else.
Oh, for heaven's sakes! What's the matter with this woman? Go button for you!
Anyway.
And a swirly!
And a swirly.
How about the
a
reverse?
Goat and a swirly. And another goat. That's three goats and a swirly.
Anyway, apparently this is what made her husband mad because she said most likely if he did get this mad, it probably happened while she, the wife, was out on a date with a guy while they were separated. And she hadn't moved out yet. Do you think that would
Who's writing this?
It's a friend. This is her friend. She's explaining her friend's situation.
Well, your friend's got some issues, man.
She says, I do not condone this by any means, but I am trying to point out that this was a one-time deal, the hitting the kids or something. Anyway, they are not divorced for the only fact that they can't afford to divorce.
Stupid is as stupid does, sir.
Well said.
But the separation was never for reconciliation. He does have the kids every other weekend, and she's fine with that. This is now the friend's question. I want to be a Christian and love her and not her sin. However, here is the problem. I've decided to avoid her because of my, ready for this? Because of my hatred for her. My marriage is, in her words, freaking hard. So I harbor so much resentment for my husband that I pray and do devotions to help me change my heart and forgive. To me, it seems her decision is a cop-out because she just wants a new man. I know it's healthy for me to put distance between my good friend and myself because it's unhealthy for my marriage, but I feel guilty that I harbor so much hate for her and the fact that she's getting divorced and they have four children. How do you let go and how do you forgive and move on from such resentment?
Wow.
I'm feeling guilty because I'm beginning to hate all of this.
What is this? What do you mean hate? You don't have a business hating anybody. You can't hate people.
Deal breaker.
Come on, you know better than this. You're supposed to be a Christian, for heaven's sakes.
Well, she says that she's praying and doing devotionals to try to help change her heart.
Well, good. Keep praying about it. But yeah, you can't have no business hating anybody. What are you going to do? She's obviously very confused and very dysfunctional. And here she's still married a guy and
yes.
Dating other guys because he got too mad at the kids one night and... I mean, can you get more dysfunctional than this? This is very, very odd.
But it sounds like one of her issues is she has a lot of resentment because this woman's getting to get out of her hell marriage free,
and
she's in a bad marriage, and she's resenting it. And she's like, I have to put up with my dumb husband. Why does she get out?
Yeah,
it sounds like she's got issues.
If that's the case, don't believe what you're saying, because people who do this, you think this is an out? This is not an out for them.
It is not.
Right. They wind up in a much worse place than you are. If you think, gee, I'm having to work hard, but she gets to get out of it, she's not getting out of anything. She's getting into more and more dysfunction and more pain and agony,
right.
And we're picking up more and more garbage and
emotional baggage.
Baggage that she'll have to carry for years. Oh, man, don't envy people who do destructive and stupid things, okay? This is they might smile through and think, oh, yeah, you know, I'm great out there. I'm having parties, and I'm having sex with other women. I'm doing whatever I want. Ooh, you know, I got to work through my marriage. I got to get to go. These are not happy people, okay? These are people who are very, very unhappy. So don't envy. The Bible tells us, you know, don't envy the evildoers, you know?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
It looks nice, but I promise you, they are not in a good place. I don't care what they are. So you keep fighting for your marriage. It's the right thing to do.
That's right.
That's something you want to do. That's something that's the right thing to do, to honor God. And, you know, and we all go through hard times in life, but the answer isn't to do the wrong thing, thinking that you're going to get better off, you know. So, and don't envy the crazy people.
But have you heard that? I've heard that. I've heard people say, well, so-and-so's getting a divorce, and that's what they really want to do. They are very envious. I hear that frequently. Honestly, I do.
Well, they only see one side of it, I think, though. You know, it's... They don't get to see, like he's already talked about, the emotional baggage, the stuff that these people are dealing with behind the scenes. On the surface, it all looks good. It's the get-out-of-jail-free card.
They think that they're getting the grass always greener and not realizing, what somebody said, it's filled with manure. That's why it's greener. I just read that someplace. Grass is always greener on the other side because
it's
filled
with manure.
That's why.
And it doesn't last long. You can always tell where the dogs go.
Because
it's greener right there. But it's not exactly the most pleasant place to be. What can I say? There's a little Christmas song. I like these songs. You know who this is?
Babyface.
You're right.
Ooh. I can name that tune in four notes, Bob.
It's probably one of my favorite Christmas songs.
Well, you like that. Didn't you have this whole album, though, one time?
Yeah, I still do.
That's right. That's why I knew his baby face.
Anyway, so much for Christmas. Bah humbug. Moving on.
Okay, next email.
Yes.
I have a question about dating after divorce. I was married for 7 years, and my now ex-wife had an emotional and maybe physical, too, affair, but I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I did try my best to make the marriage work, but she is the one who filed. She left me in March, and the divorce was final in June. My question is about dating. Divorce care teaches 1 year of healing for every 4 years of marriage, but the videos are 16 years old from as far as I can tell. Maybe it's out-of-date information, I guess he wants to know.
Okay.
I have met a wonderful Christian woman, and we are going to start dating. My family is all for me dating her. Her sister, who I have known for 21 years, is against it. She states that it's too soon. We also have mutual friends that are in divorce care, and they say the same thing. I've talked with several pastors.
Same what thing?
It's too soon.
Too soon. Oh, okay.
They say it's too soon.
Rebound.
I've talked with several pastors, and they say only I will know when I'll be ready to date. We have been talking about dating for a month now, and we even have a contract that we are going to sign. We have basic rules such as keep it Christ-centered, no sexual contact, do devotions together, pray together, and things of that nature. What is your opinion on dating after divorce? And then there's a few facts here for you. Neither of us have any children. Uh-huh. She's 41. I'm 35. Uh-huh. She's been divorced twice. This is my first divorce. What do you say
She's
to
been
that?
Divorced twice?
She's been divorced twice. No kids. This is his first divorce.
I can see the chat room already.
Run!
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 Exactly.
Twice already divorced, and she's divorced. She's dating you after you've been divorced for a whole 4 months? Good heavens.
Well, they've been talking about it for a month,
I
too.
Don't care how long they've been talking about it. She needs a swirly. You both need swirlies, for heaven's sakes.
Yes.
Good grief. Dude, you just got divorced. At least a year. I don't know, one for every 4 years. Oh, that's probably not a bad idea. But at least a year. What? Okay, now wait a minute.
Well, if the divorce was final in June, so it's
okay,
about
June.
6 months.
Okay,
a little bit less.
Okay, so June. But they've already been talking about it for a month.
Month.
So that's 5 months. Mm-hmm. And they had to be looking and eyeing each other over for a month or two before that. I mean, so you're no sooner as the ink isn't even dry on your divorce certificate and you're eyeing up some other chick, some other woman who's already been divorced twice. What kind of baggage do you think she's carrying? Not that it's hopeless for her. There's, you know, people been in lots of marriages and finally get it right. But come on, dude, you just got divorced. Stay away from her. Stay away from her.
It would be interesting to know.
Listen to your
why.
Family and friends.
Yeah.
They're speaking into your life. They know you. They know what's good for you. If all your family and friends say don't do it, it's too soon, and you're ignoring it, you're a fool. Don't do that. Stay. You're not going to die if you don't have a. If anything, you need to get your life centered after just getting your heart ripped out from a divorce. What's the matter with people? And these are the people who get divorced again, and they'll do it again, then they'll get divorced again, and then they'll do it again, then they'll get divorced again. They're in and out of it, in and out of it. Just stop. This is serious stuff. Quit dinking around like that. Good grief. So I agree with your family and friends. Stop it. I don't know what pastor you're talking about. Only you'll know. Sounds like such a wussy pastor. Pastors are such wusses, aren't they? Most ministers in the world are just they're Ken dolls. They're Ken, you know what you do when you pull down. You know what you see when you pull down the pants. You see nothing. That's what
right.
you have. These guys do not have a pair.
That's right.
They're just all wished. I just yell now. You know, take a stand, man. Come up with an answer. Oh, you'll know. You'll know.
You'll know when it's time.
If you're hanging around pastors like that, get away from them too. Listen to your family and friend. Obviously, people with brains and common sense would say you do not start dating or hooking up with some lady or talking about dating 3, 4, 5 months after you just went through a divorce. Stop it. Get away from her.
Just I say at least a year.
At least a year.
At least a year. Don't even entertain the notions
just
for at least a year.
Slow down. You want a Christ-centered marriage? You can't get a Christ-centered marriage unless you, if you yourself are not Christ-centered. How about focusing on Jesus for a while?
There you go.
That's a very good point.
How about reflection? Where did you go wrong in this? I'm sure it was all the wife. It was always the spouse, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the question.
I'm holy and righteous. It was my spouse why I got divorced. Yeah. Listen, it takes two to tango. What did you do to mess this deal up?
That's right.
Have you figured that out yet? Have you repented of that? Have you healed from that? Get away from her. How long was he married?
7 years.
And how long was she married?
It didn't say.
She's been divorced twice, though, right?
Divorced twice. It didn't say why she was divorced or how long they were. He was married for 7 years.
See, there's some questions to be had right there, too.
I'm curious. I would love to know what happened in her other two
marriages.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And why they went south and how long they were. And
who divorced who? If she's the one who divorced the other two guys, you're going to marry her?
Mm-hmm.
Same.
She's going to divorce you. She's going to divorce your butt, dude. Yep. Oh, bad. Anyway.
Boomerang.
All right. That's what we think. Well, you want to know how long? We think at least a year. At least a year.
Yeah.
Break it. I'm a year from now.
Because obviously, it didn't count.
Well, because he's been dinking around, flirting with other girls. This doesn't count. A year from now, leave the woman alone. Goodness gracious.
No signing the contract, rip it up, run.
Contract. And that you'll know when you'll know.
Contract.
I mean,
come here, stick your head in the sun. Here's a contract for you, right there. Goodness gracious.
But most people think they know that dumb answer that the pastor gave him. You'll know when you know.
Well,
most people know as soon as their hormones kick in or whatever. Yeah. Why know? Well,
apparently he knew already, right? Yeah. When he was divorced.
Heaven forbid apparently, the pastor would actually come up with any kind of solid answer. No, you'll know in your knower when you know, and that's what I know about when you'll know. Good
but what if
grief.
It's true?
Good grief.
Anyway, all right, we're going to take a break.
Okay.
Now we'll take a break and come back, and then you can continue the madness.
Okay.
Right back here on the Mark Gunger Show.
He's a pastor, best-selling author, and popular marriage speaker. He's Mark Gunger, bringing you hard-hitting and honest marriage advice. If you like listening to Mark Gunger on the radio, you'll love watching him live. Each week, Mark presents his Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage seminar in cities across the country. This wildly entertaining and informative event is designed to bring hope and positive change to your marriage, improve your communication, help your spouse to better understand you and your needs.
Now, when a woman is stressed out, she has to talk about it. If she doesn't talk about it, her brain will literally explode.
Don't wait. Events are filling up fast. To view a schedule and register for an upcoming event, visit us today online at laughyourway.com. That's laughyourway.com.
Are you tired of wasting your time and money on marriage counseling that works temporarily but leaves you worse off than before? My name is Larry Bellotta, and I know what it's like to endure a miserable marriage because I've been there. I lived 27 years in a marriage made in hell, but in the 28th year I fell in love with my wife, and today we're continuously married, 34 years happier than ever. Over the years of working with couples, I found that one thing holds them back from the marriage they really want: resentment. It's true. If you don't feel good, you won't do good. How many people in miserable marriages can do something positive when they feel angry inside? And it's in struggling marriages that you miss that intimacy, that closeness and connection that you used to have. It's time you tried something that really works when counseling won't. And that something is called the Fulfilled Couple Program. You're going to learn how to eliminate your negative feelings in 60 seconds so you no longer have to get angry, no longer have to get critical of one another. And that's why this program has an 88% success rate. Go to fulfilledcouple.com/mark to learn more. That's fulfilledcouple.com/mark. And get ready to fall in love again.
Welcome back. Here we discuss the great little thing called love.
The love doctor is in.
The guru.
The guru of love.
I was going to do that, but my voice won't go low enough.
If it would, that'd be really sweet. Diane does a great Barry White impersonation. Or Isaac Hayes.
No, not going to happen. Okay, ready?
By the way, you want to check out our new website? I presume it's still markgungershow.com. Yes? I don't know. What do I know? I just work
here. I think so.
Yes.
That'll work.
And you can see the new website with the new team here and our gorgeous faces.
Our beauty is almost more than you can withstand, but if you can stand it, you can look upon our beauty.
It's amazing what a photographer can catch, though. Beauty that's not there and make something.
What are you beautiful. Talking about? I'm normally that beautiful. I'm always that beautiful.
Well, you're just
I'm phonogenic. Naturally beautiful. I'm the most beautiful person I know. Because I love me.
Are you done? Have you had enough now? Can we proceed?
What?
Can
These
we
women.
Proceed?
Women. All right. Proceed.
Roz, you're supposed to be the taskmaster here. No, come on. Okay, ready? Today, this woman would like to make an observation to you. Are you ready to hear what she has to tell you?
You've been observed.
I would like to Somebody observe what to you? You're observing.
How come Ms. Mueller over there is sitting there with no headphones on? She can't even tell what's going on.
She just hears
the
yammer.
She's not hitting us.
She should be throwing things. Here's, is this what
you're
looking
for? Is that headphones?
Headphones?
Hey, Tim, do we have extra headphones? Staff meeting!
Staff meeting!
Miss Mueller!
Miller!
How do you get Miller?
Out of Mueller.
How do you get Miller out of M-U-E-L-L-E-R?
It's been Americanized.
Ask the Germans.
Don't mess with the Germans. These are the people who try to take over the world, not once, but twice. These are intense human beings. Here, plug her in. There.
Miller.
Right there. She's sitting there smiling, and I don't think she can hear anything we're saying. Or she can hear what
She's
we're saying.
She's probably hearing too much.
Grab a piece of carpet.
There you go.
There.
Can you hear us? Can you hear us now?
Oh,
are
yeah.
we too loud?
There.
Are we too loud?
Super loud.
Turn her down.
Can you hear me
Are
now?
We loud now? Are we loud now?
He'll just keep hollering.
Are we really loud?
Okay,
there. Okay, ready?
All right.
Ready,
okay.
ready.
Yes, that's right.
Here's the observation for this.
The show's almost over now. She's paying attention. Okay, go. Okay.
I have made this observation in the body of Christian men. Men are not...
Men have fabulous bodies.
No.
I can't help but
no.
acknowledge that
you
in
do
the
that
body
on?
Of Christian men...
No.
That
no.
we have fabulous bodies.
No.
You're talking about my body.
No.
How is that
No, that's not what
down.
She's saying.
What is she
she's
saying?
Saying that men are not wooing the girls. It seems as though they wait around for the girls who are batting their eyelashes at them, and then the courtship starts. Who's going to train up the young men to be men? Why are there not more groups in the church for that purpose? I want to be pursued.
Wait. She's upset because men are drawn to women who bat their eyes and flirt.
That's what she's saying.
Well, why doesn't she bat her eyes and flirt?
Listen, she says.
Good grief.
The men
are not going to do that. Well, how's your version working? Ain't working for you.
Right. She gets it that the men go after the girls who are batting their eyelashes, but she says, I won't bat my eyelashes, so therefore I'm alone.
That's why you're still single. Exactly.
She's acknowledging this. She says she's friendly and approachable, and she has great friends. If it weren't for that, she would start to think that something was wrong with her, but apparently she realizes there's nothing wrong with her. So why are men not wooing the girls? Is that not the way God intended it to be?
She's not making any sense. Absolutely. She's saying men are wooing the girls who bat their eyes and pay attention to the guys.
She wants,
and she doesn't want to do it, so nobody's going to woo her.
She wants them to woo her
so
without the
batting. So men should bat their eyes at her.
Without the batting. She
oh, you know what? And I would love to get big screen TVs without having to write checks.
But she... I get it.
Now batting, like Louisville Slugger type batting?
No, yeah, batting, that kind of batting. She said, ask the question, did God not woo me?
Didn't God not woo you?
True. So shouldn't...
Woo.
Woo who?
Woo.
She wants to know if she's...
Who came up with that word, woo?
Woo who?
Woo.
Woo.
Woo me, please.
I have been wooed.
I don't know.
You're wooing the carpet. Get off of that thing.
Wooing.
I've been wooed.
Her final two.
I've been financially wooed. I have no money left. I've been wooed.
Her final two questions to you.
Yes.
If I am the one who pursues, does that make me a harlot?
Oh my gosh.
A harlot? You don't even bat your eyes. How do you go from not even batting your eyes to being a harlot?
Well, she wants to know, should she start batting her eyes? If she does that make her a harlot?
No, I think walking into the room and starting to... strip off your clothes. That might make you a harlot.
You can't find your button.
I can't find the button. I'm looking. I know. Where's my music?
You can't find the button.
Wait. There it is. There. Now, I found the button. Now, if you come into the room doing this and start ripping things off one at a time.
That will make you.
Ba-boom. 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 Ba-boom, da-da-da-da. Yeah, now you would be in the harlot category. Yes. How about you just be attractive and be nice
and smile. Here's the thing. Guys don't want to approach something they don't think is approachable. Okay? Mm-hmm. And what she calls being a heart. Now, of course, who knows what she's really talking about. But when a woman smiles at a guy and seems like she kind of interested in him and stuff, these are the hints, the cues. All right, big boy, chase me.
But what do you do if your cues are like, no, get away from me, don't pursue me like I had?
Yeah, like my... Yeah, I don't know what you were thinking.
You keep beating your head against the wall, Ross? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
But it worked for you.
Yeah, I don't know. There's always exceptions in life. What are you going to do? But anyway,
so
you know...
yes, you're telling her she needs to start batting her eyes.
Well, what does that mean? I don't even know what she means by bat. Who goes around going...
Well, apparently...
Hi, my name's Susie. Can you help me pick... Oh, that pencil is so heavy. Can you pick that up for me?
You know, I don't know what she's talking about. If she's talking about being nice and smiling and being responsive to guys, yes. You know, you catch bees with honey,
mm-hmm.
not with vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
You want to go fishing? You got to use the right bait. That's like going, yeah, I'm stupid. These fishermen out here, they're using worms to catch fish. I ain't going to use no worm. I just get up there and just whistle to those fish and say, hey, hey, fish, come on, jump out of there and get in the boat right here.
Get in the boat, yeah.
I've been doing this, and I haven't got a fish. Well, dear, maybe you need to fish like a fisherman. They go after things intentionally. Read the book of
Ruth.
No, I'm really bored. Read Lamentations. But if you want to read something more... Interesting. Read the book of Lamentations. Lamentations. Read the book of Ruth. What? Because there was, oh, it's so spiritual. It's so spiritual how she found the Boaz. It was so emotional. It's so wonderful. And God is such a wonderful. Look at what really happened. Okay. And I believe God was behind it all. But look at what Naomi.
She batted her eyelashes.
It was telling her, go bat her eyelashes and get yourself all prettied up and all smelly nice. And then when he falls asleep, sneak up and lay down at his feet. And then all of a sudden he wakes up and goes, huh, oh, hi. I didn't know you was here. And she wakes up, oh, how did I get here? Ha, ha. I mean, the whole thing was rigged. The whole thing was set up. And it's all romantic. So go home right now and read. Well, not right now. I don't know where you're at. Sorry, boss. I got to go home and read the Book of Ruth right after Lamentations. But go, whenever you go home, read the Book of Ruth. It's a real simple read. Just read the first few chapters and watch how the mother-in-law tells the daughter-in-law how to bag the guy. Okay? Go out there, flirt with him, be nice to him. She even tells him to get all prettied up and smelling nice and stuff like that. These are good things, okay? Mm-hmm. So, you know, just don't sit back and say, well, I'm not going to do that. He ought to just pursue me and, you know. And so, you know, be nice. Be attractive. You know, do you comb your hair? Do you shave your armpits, for heaven's sakes? I'm not going to shave my armpits. I'm not going to woo anybody.
Deodorant.
Deodorant, woman, for heaven's sakes. Smell nice. Look pretty. Do all the sparkly stuff God gave you to sparkle.
That's right.
And even go with your eyes if need be.
And if you could get him to make that sound, that would be even better.
That's like the cartoon, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, if you could actually get your eyes to the point where they bat him so fast, they go, little, 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 that would be very, very impressive. My guess is you will have guys wanting to date you if you can go little, 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 with your eyes. Anyway, I don't even know what I'm talking about. Anyway, that's it for the Mark Gunger Show. We're too long.
Have fun storming the castle.
We'll do it better next time. See you tomorrow. Bye.